Target cutting prices on 2,000 items ahead of the holiday shopping season. Okay, we see this all the time. But I want you to start first, and I want us to pause and see if people agree with your initial reaction when this story broke. Target, like a number of retail outlets, as we close in on Christmas, Hanukkah, holiday season, cutting prices on 2,000 items, and Dave Harrigan says this.
First thought is, I love you, Target, but why couldn't you do that in March? Have you been hosing us for the last 8 months?
Do you think like Dave on that? Now, there's all sorts of sales all the time. It's not like we don't, like Target's the only one that has a sale, Amazon, Prime Days. But when it's for this long a time, and the price cuts can be in some areas pretty notable, does that make you wonder why the prices aren't at that number all along? Or do you say, well, guess what? It's just such a competitive business. They think they can sell so many, so they're going to be fine. They're actually going to make more money when they cut prices. What is your first instinct when you see one of the big knockers in the retail business saying, hey, guess what? For the holidays, we're going to cut prices notably on so many items. Are you the Harrigan? God, I hope you're not, for your sake. And think, thanks for screwing us during the rest of the year. What do you want to say? Send me a text, even a good phone call on it. That'd be fine. 651-461-9226. All right, Dave, I mentioned Rupert and Pina Colada. What is our music theme this afternoon?
Well, so far, the Pina Colada song, do you know the actual name of that song, by the way?
I don't.
It is called Escape, and then in parentheses, the Pina Colada song. Yeah, this song is called Perfect. Go ahead.
Why not just call it the Pina Colada song, which all of us think is the name of the song?
Well, it's because then it wouldn't have fit into the music theme so well today, Chad, and it would have been played. Got one extra spin on CCO Radio because they named it Escape. This tune is Perfect Illusion. Earlier we played Houdini from Dua Lipa because today, 98 years ago today, Eric Weiss, known as Harry Houdini, performed for the very last time. It just happened to be a week before he also passed away on Halloween.
Do we have a modern Houdini? Blaine, does he do that where he's escaping?
I think he has. Not like Harry, though. I mean, there's a lot of illusionists.
Yeah.
Blaine, you're what, Chris Angel, David Copperfield, of course. Have we found David Copperfield, by the way? Is he still gone?
No, he's gone, and apparently he left, what, millions of dollars worth of bills he needs to pay.
He and the Statue of Liberty, whoosh, vanished.
How about the fact that people are like, wow, he made the Statue of Liberty vanish? Maybe that should be the question with your vote. Did David Copperfield actually make in the harbor of New York the Statue of Liberty disappear?
How
you think he did? Okay,
back.
You go home. Okay, you just get out of here. You are not voting. Okay, you do not qualify. There's no chance. Okay, so the topic is when Target announces a couple days ago that they're cutting costs, they're slashing. We're slashing costs on 2,000 items. Second time this year they've announced they're doing this. This one is tied Christmas holidays. In May, it was 5,000 items on 8,000 products. In total this year, they will have discounted more than 10,000 items. This is 2,000 items. Dave, you're saying the rest of the year we're paying way too much. Are you calling Target a price gouger? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not going to go that far, but I'm going to say, it kind of seems like if you're able to do this twice a year, for that many products for that long of a time. I mean, it feels like you could charge a little less throughout the rest of the year. I get that you want to drive people to your store for the holidays. That obviously makes a lot of sense. Hey, we got great deals on your magic bullet. Come on in here. And then while you're in here, buy 12 other things you didn't know that you were going to pick up. But yeah, that's the first thought of, hey, are you screwing us the rest of the year? Just bit by bit.
Among the texts at 651-461-9226. Agree with Dave. They've been price gouging. So, I mean, are we saying then every store, no matter how small or big, every time they have a sale, it's price gouging? Pretty dramatic. I mean, we have had inflation. By the way, inflation in this country, better than most, if not almost all, comparable Western nations. Another few saying you're correct. Another texter says they're clearing out older inventory. There's some of that. But there's some items they have to think that they're so popular that they'll sell more under this. It's not an illusion and it's not a blame situation because it's literally like, well, magic bullet. $10 cheaper. How much is just our psychology, though, right? You know, so the magic bullet, it's down from $50 to $40. I want to save $10 every time. Sign me up. I'm in. But if you're going in there, let's say you're spending $220, and you go to Target a reasonable amount, is the $10 really the tipping point? And again, if I go to Target, I may go to Target today, in fact. If I can save $10, I'm in. I'm never going to turn it down. But is that really what is going to be the impetus for some people saying, you know, I was going to Costco. I was going to Walmart, but now I'm going to go here. What do you think?
I think if that's the item that you had your mind set up, you needed, or you just saw it, said, you know, I'd always like to try a magic bullet. I've heard good things. Yeah, maybe you run into Target, pick one up, because now you're getting a sweet deal on it. And Target knows, and I'll tell you from being once a proud owner of a magic bullet, you'll be back next year to buy a new one.
Whoa. Kind of a cheap shot at the magic bullet, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, it wasn't the most reliable.
Number of people saying 2,000 items out of how many? I mean, what do you think about how many items are at Target? What percentage is that?
They've got items, and they've got more online.
More texters. This is not price gouging. This is strategic marketing over the course of the year. The texter adds, price gouging when there is extreme demand and very little supply, and the person raises the prices dramatically. And again, the vice president last night trying to explain how she's going to go after price gouging. Like a lot of her answers last night, I was left lacking. Okay, what? You know, we're going to get into politics with Tom. I was not impressed. I mean, the number of non-answers or word salad, and by the way, almost all of them were ones that should have seen coming. Now, I saw Jake Tapper make the point, and he's right. I mean, we're judging Harris as we judge a typical politician as opposed to the other guy, and Hitler generals and, you know, enemy within, including, you know, arresting in the military, going after Democrats. Just a little different. Your Linda's construction time. You know what time it is, Dave? It's 12:57. It is time for you to replace your old windows with Infinity from Marvin Windows. Let's talk to Hauser next hour.